T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's the Mark Rick Show, brought to you by Bennett Auto Supply. When you need parts for your vehicle, think Bennett Auto Supply. Bennett Auto Supply, drive it leader. And J&K Roofing. J&K has been serving South Florida for 30 years, repairing and installing new roofs. If you have a leaky roof, call J&K at 954-961-ROOF. Good morning, Coach Rick. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
We're hanging in there, Coach. Early in the morning, I know you got a lot of stuff on your plate right now. Let's jump right into it. The quarterback switch in the second quarter, I know before you decided to stick with Nakosi Perry, your gut, and of course he throws 4 touchdowns. This time you decided to make the switch with Malik Rozier. Just talk about that. What was behind that?
Yeah, well, he was struggling.
Right.
And we were struggling, you know, offensively. And I felt like the way the game was going, I didn't like the way it was going, and I felt like, you know, Malik's got a lot of experience in these types of games, and I felt like, you know, he was going to give us the best shot at that moment, so that's why I did it.
Coach, do you worry, just to follow up to that, I always think of this, especially with young guys, and I know you've been through this before, but you ever worry about a guy losing his confidence when you pull him out of a game and what it might do to his psyche, or you think he'll be fine?
Well, I think he'll be fine. He knows we have a high regard for him, and we think he's going to be a really great one day. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, we're going to continue to develop. And, you know, he's got a great career ahead of him, and he knows that. We talked to him about that. You know, it's never easy, but that's, you know, that's part of the criteria of being a quarterback. You know, can you hit your target? Can you make good decisions? Can you handle the pressure of the job? And sometimes, you know, living it out in a situation like that is tough, but that's what you got to develop, mental toughness.
Mark Rick joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Defense was playing great all game long. You know, would they give up 204 yards total? So that's definitely not something you had to worry about, but I'll go back to the onside kick, 304 left. I know that you had good field position to make that onside kick, but of course that's getting second guessed because of what happened after that.
Yeah.
What was the thought process before that?
Well, the thought process is if you get it, that's great. You know, that's the greatest scenario is if you get the onside. If you don't get it, it's probably a difference of, you know, 15 yards at the most. Unless something like what happens, you know, that was the worst case scenario, that the ball wasn't kicked far enough. Our guys are waiting for it to go 10 yards. Of course, they're allowed to go get it and did, and, you know, got themselves in great field position. So, yeah, I mean, it certainly backfired. Honestly, it was a decision that I made, and you know, I got to own it.
Coach, the problem been more offensive line in this game, or more about the quarterback, or was it a combination for the problems you saw on tape?
Well, you know, there were more issues up front than you'd like to have in a game with the offensive line, but you know, our perimeter blocking again let us down. Some of it was just assignments, simple assignments. And, you know, when you start running, you know, part of the game plan, a big part of the game plan is running the stretch play. And, you know, the stretch play is an outside zone. It's an outside play. And when you get the back, you know, out of that box and into the perimeter, you got to have guys blocking the right people. A couple times we just flat out didn't block the right people when we had it blocked beautifully up front. So, you know, there was just some perimeter blocking. There's some things up at the quarterback position. There's certainly things that happened, you know, up front as well. I mean, you know, we gotta get better. And an open date after a loss in some ways stinks because you got a long time before you can try to get a victory again. But on the other hand, it does allow you to, you know, get back to some fundamental football and try to get better at what you do.
Coach, you said after the game you're going to be looking at schemes and going back and evaluating personnel and schemes, and I guess that's also play calling. How do you go about doing that? Is that where you get together with everybody? You go back, watch tapes by yourself, and see what's not getting better? How do you go about that?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
You got to soul search. You know, I think everybody's got to do that and make sure that whatever responsibility they're in charge of, that they, you know, are doing the very best they can. And what, you know, if there's something that the wide receiver, running back, tight end, you know, linebacker, safety, you know, whatever position you coach, special teams, you know, make sure you're being thorough in the self-scouting part of it, you know. And then if things got to be changed, then change them. If things got to just get done better, then make sure we get, you know, set it up where we can get better at it.
I'll piggyback on what Joe said for a second. When the offense sputters, when you lose a game like this, of course the blame goes to the offensive coordinator if the offense doesn't look good. And when you look at it, who's calling the plays, so of course you're going to get ripped by people today. Oh, the play call, we need a new play caller. When you hear something like that, what happens in your mind? Like Joe said, the reevaluation of yourself this week or in 2 weeks now, because you got a while before that next game. The reevaluation of yourself for the next 10 or 12 days is what?
You make sure you're calling the right things. And again, offensive football is about 11 guys doing it right, you know. And so if all 11 guys are doing it right, and then I would say, you know, maybe we got some issues with the play calling. But if we're not getting everybody doing it right, then maybe we're not doing a good enough job of you know, getting these guys to do what they're supposed to do. And when you have missed assignments, you know, it's either too hard, you have too much, or the guy, you know, is or the player himself can't get it, you know. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, when you reevaluate what happens in a game and you've got missed assignments and you're not fundamentally, you know, taking care of business down after down, and it's usually one or two guys, you know. It's one guy here, one guy there. Well, that doesn't help you. All 11 got to do it right. When they do it right, then you have success. When they one or two guys don't, you know, then a play will have a chance of not succeeding. And but that's, you know, I'm not pointing the fingers at the players. That's coaching to be able to get the guys to do it the way it needs to be done. You know, that's what it's all about.
Coach, before you get ready to play on the road again, you know, Boston College, a tough road game as well. Do you know who's going to start a quarterback? You got a pretty good idea right now whether you go with Perry or Rozier?
We haven't met with our players yet, so we'll talk to them today. We actually meet with them this morning here in about 30 minutes or so.
Yeah. How is there going to be some changes? You expect changes? Offensive line, receivers, you expect to make some changes, or is it just fellas, we got to clean some things up?
Well, you know, some positions there's not a lot of changes you can make. You know, I think that we'll keep Navon as a guard. You know, I think DJ Scaife did enough good things outside as a tackle. I think that's the best combination on the right side. You know, and then, you know, left side, you know, it'll be pretty much status quo. We have Jahir in there, and then depending on, we'll see how much if Denzel Bulwer can unseat him as a starter. But, you know, that's pretty much how it's going to look there. And then at the receiver position, you know, we don't really, you know, you got to play a number of guys. I mean, all those guys are going to play.
Right.
You know, we only have two tight ends on scholarship right now. They're going to play. So, you know, those top two running backs, they're going to be the guys carrying the load again. So there's not going to be a lot of change, David.
Coach,
it's just got to be, you know, overall execution.
Coach, the penalties, especially the ones late in the game, just talk about those, the personal foul, shoving a guy in the back and then running into the kicker. Yeah. It might have been too late, but running into the kicker.
Yeah. Well, you know, the one that Tito had, I mean, wasn't very smart. I mean, a guy actually got pushed into him, and he felt like he got hit in the back late, and then he retaliates. I mean, just foolish. You can't do that. And he knows it. He's sick about it. And, you know, we got to keep our poise. We can't lose our composure no matter what the circumstances. That's That's part of football, and you know, you're going to get it.
Coach,
you know, so that's not certainly we could have got the ball back and had another shot.
Right.
That's all you need is another shot. You never know what can happen, but you know, he feels as bad as anybody.
Coach, the time off before the next game. You don't play again until next Friday. Bad or good for you guys mentally? Is it better for you guys to have a little bit more time off? I know that sometimes is good or bad for a team.
Well, it depends on your, you know, how you want to frame it. It depends on how you want to react to it. We have the choice to decide if it's good or bad, and that's what we'll talk about this morning as a team and set the stage for what we got to do to get better so the next time we play, we can get right back in this Coastal Division race and get back to Charlotte.
Mark, as you know, expectations down here are so high when you coach, and when they don't go the way everybody wants them to go, it can be pretty ugly, as you know. How do you handle all that stuff? Are you able to block everything out? How do you treat it?
Yeah, we can block it out. We don't get into it, and it's like Reggie Jackson said, they don't boo nobodies. Yeah, that's part of the business. You know that Coach Bowden, one of the first things he said to the staff every year was, you know, loyalty was number one, and number two, if you can't take criticism, you know, get out of the business. It just comes with the territory. And, you know, if you've read Theodore Roosevelt's speech about daring greatly, that kind of sums it up. So look that up. And
I got to look that one up.
Writing that down, Coach.
I'm writing that down. I'm going to have to look it up after the game, though, Coach. You're way ahead of me on that one, man. I was good on Bobby, right, but as soon as you went there, you had me on that
Joe's,
one, Coach.
Joe's done after that. Coach, I'll tell you what. I mean, I know that after a loss, we have to bring up all the stuff that happened bad, but if I would have told you before the game you're going to hold their quarterback to 92 yards passing, 3 interceptions, and 204 yards total on offense, I can imagine at that point you and Manny Diaz are going to be happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good day defensively for sure. The guys got after it and played with passion and you know, disrupted a bunch of things. And I mean, the interception by Bandy, I guess it was the second one, was just pure will. And it was a little subtle thing that happened on that play, that when he came down with the ball, or he's fighting with the receiver for the ball, Jaquan Johnson, like, dives right in the middle of them, separates them from each other so Bandy could rip the ball out. It was pretty heads-up play by Jaquan on that thing.
Coach, by the way, real quickly, I always love to keep up on the recruiting stuff. How is that going with everything going on? I know you guys are always out recruiting and stuff. How do you feel about this upcoming class?
Well, we feel good about it. There's a lot of great players that have already committed, and a couple of them that have silently committed, and some of them that, you know, are still trying to figure it out. But a lot of great kids. You know, our problem is, you know, having more guys that want to come than we have space for right now. And, you know, that's just part of it. You can only sign so many a year. So we feel like we're in very good shape. And, you know, this week our coaches will get out a little bit and recruit and, you know, see a few high school games.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Get ready for a big one. You got a little time off before this next game. Get the troops ready to go, and we'll be ready to talk to you again next week. Thanks always for your time.
All right.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, man. We'll see you.
All right. That was the Mark Richt Show, brought to you by Bennett Auto Supply. When you need parts for your vehicle, think Bennett Auto Supply. Bennett Auto Supply, drive with the leader in J&K Roofing. J&K Roofing been serving South Florida for 30 years, repairing and installing new roofs. If you have a leaky roof, call J&K at 954-961-ROOF.
All right. We had a busy day besides just the University of Miami and the Miami Dolphins yesterday. A lot of crazy stuff. By the way, what a great way to finish up football. Last night, Sunday night football game.
Good job by your old guys. That NBC, those games are pretty good every Sunday night.
Last night was another
great one, yeah.
But that was, right, you looked and you went, all right.
Oh, we were waiting for that
Chiefs
all day.
Chiefs going to Patriots. Yeah. By the way, once again, does it matter who goes up there when? They are tough to beat in New England.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody in any professional sport
has a home field advantage like that.
Like they do.
Yeah.
They built right there.
I mean, so, Pat Mahomes and this offense has been on fire, and they were last night, too. They still scored 40 points, but they got outscored. The Chiefs offense, who's been the most dynamic all season long, and you saw it on some of those big plays, they just got to get a guy a little bit open, and they're gone. Yeah. You're not catching any of those guys. They're a track meet.
Mahomes missed some early in the game. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Don't forget, as you probably already know if you listen to us, you can join us on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. 560-22, that's 56022.
Swollen.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, it just makes the story a little bit better. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be able to come here to Miami, to be able to play football for Coach Gase, and you know, what this football team did today as a unit is so special. You know, we were down, nothing was perfect, but we all stayed together on the sidelines. We continued to fight, we stayed together, and in the end, we found a way, and that's what great teams do. I went up to Drake right before Chicago kicked the field goal, and I just said, hey, listen, they're going to miss this field goal, and I need you to bring the swagger and confidence you've been playing with all day. And he looked me in the eye and he said, okay. And sure enough, he's the guy who made the big play to get us into field goal range. So if that doesn't talk about working through adversity and mental toughness, I don't know what is. But that's an example of mental toughness at its finest.
That was Brock Osweiler. And is after his 380 yards and three touchdown passes and getting the Miami Dolphins down not once but twice into scoring position. And they finally win it on a field goal by a guy that's going to join us at 8 o'clock, Jason Sanders, Miami Dolphins rookie kicker. I wonder how many game winners he's had. It's always interesting. I don't know what he did at New Mexico, but I can tell you, I can't imagine any game at New Mexico is going to be bigger than kicking a game winner.
In overtime? In an NFL game?
Overtime.
Come on.
And everything else. And, man, he split the uprights. That sucker, if they were playing arena football, remember the old arena football?
He would have made it one of those.
That thing, they're like 4 feet. I mean, really tiny. That would have been perfect, man. He would have split that one. So Dolphins get a 31-28 overtime win. In my 14 years or 15 or whatever it is now with the radio, it may go down. I hate to do it because I can't remember half the old games, but one of the most exciting games I've ever seen. Wild, crazy. The Bears are going to win. The Dolphins are going to win. The Bears are going to win. The Bears are going to win by double digits. They came out hot in the second half. All I know is at the end, you got 1,000 yards of offense. And I know what everybody's thinking because I was thinking the same thing. Brock Osweiler finds out in the morning he's going to be the starter against the Chicago Bears defense. That's first thing everybody thought. And then
happy
on top
Sunday
of
morning.
It,
yeah.
Chicago shows up with about 20 to 30. I don't want to say 30, but 20,000+
yeah,
fans.
Accurate number.
That, especially on the visitor side, and they were loud and into it, and they got themselves, along with Dolphin fans, really entertained. And Brock Osweiler has his best game of his career that looked like it was just about over. Gets a second shot. I mean, the whole story, and even the hate that Adam Gase took for bringing him in and listening to the coach say, I had him before. I know he can be a lot better than what we've seen. I know what he told him. Hey, Brock, this is what your image is around the NFL. This is what people think of you. You're on three. You've been on three teams all of a sudden real fast, and it didn't last. And he goes, I get it. This could be my last chance. So coach believed in him, and he got rewarded yesterday. Plus, the guys rallied around him. They rallied him around him. Short passes became long touchdowns. A running game. I did not expect the Dolphins. I knew they were going to try to run the ball. I didn't expect them to run for 160-plus yards. And then the pocket was just beautiful. I mean, he got, on certain plays, about as much time as we've had a quarterback get to sit back there and go through all his reads and come back and hit some square ends and hit guys out in the flats. And let me give you another story besides the obvious of Frank Gore and what he did and Albert Wilson. They were unbelievable. Nick O'Leary.
I knew it. I knew you were going to bring that up.
Nick O'Leary blocked his ass off and had four catches for 49 yards, jumped over a guy for a first down, and had a touchdown in the game.
It's a great story.
For a guy that was let go by the Buffalo Bills, and played at Florida State. Florida State people know who he is and everything else. His grandfather's Jack
Grandfather
Nicklaus.
Was sitting in the stands yesterday.
Yeah, proud grandfather.
Of course,
Obviously. I'm guessing, Nick, I haven't asked him. I talked to him before every game. I'm guessing he must be a pretty good golfer, right? Like, it's in your family.
You should assume that, right? Just because who his grandfather is.
Like, hey. Like, and Jack's cool. Like, people go, you say Jack Nicklaus, and all the young players go, oh, that's cool. That's not grumpy old.
No.
Jack Nicklaus is cool.
Yeah. I wonder if Nick's
by the way, his wife's fantastic. Barbara's unbelievable. But
would it surprise you if Nick was a scratch golfer?
I don't know about scratch, but you know that when he's done and the guys go in the offseason, go out to play,
they're not playing
he kicks
him.
Everybody's
yeah,
ass,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I have to ask him that one. Just a lot of crazy stuff around the National Football League. Zach, I got to bring this up, and we got Hollywood's headlines with the best stories of yesterday. And the NFL came out right away, and I know it sounds like I blast them every week, and things are pretty good in the NFL right now. The numbers have been back up, and so everybody's happy, I think, in NFL land right now. Did anybody catch the winning touchdown yesterday by Antonio Brown? I want somebody to tell me that Justin Hunter wasn't blocking. They're trying to say the defense was on the defense, like jammed him. What are they watching?
Not the same thing I was.
I'm watching it 5 or 6 times, and Justin Hunter just runs out and just starts blocking him.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't call like the
and they got a 1 yard area. There's a 1 yard area that apparently you can do whatever you want, but that's all.
That wasn't within that 1 yard area, though.
Very questionable on it, and I thought honestly, the officiating yesterday was not awful, but not very good, and they're all talking about Chicago getting screwed on the call on Osweiler, and it was a terrible call. He never touched him. Osweiler, I mean, that if that's a penalty, then we got a problem. And they're getting overboard.
Phantom
now
call.
They're all of a sudden they're starting to think they're seeing things. But the Dolphins had 2 yesterday that were brutal calls. And you know, if they're close and they go back and forth on pass interference and you hook the guy, I get it. He affected the route and getting the ball. But yesterday, Danny Amendola is blocking the guy and blocking him, and he keeps blocking him. The guy turns on him trying to get away from the block, and they call blocking in the back. It is an awful effing call.
The referee is.
No, there's one other one. Let me
keep going. No, keep going.
Kenyon Drake runs a route, and the big guy realizes they can't run with him, and they tackle him, and he falls down. And if he catches it in stride, it's going to be a
huge
long play.
Yeah.
So, maybe I don't know the rules. Like, I guess you can just tackle a guy when he's running away from you, and the big guys who are bouncing out, he just went down low and just blatantly tackled him. And they don't call anything. Kenyon falls down, of course, and gets up and is screaming like, are you kidding me? He tackled me. And then the Danny Amendola one. Like, Danny Amendola was blocked. He blocked his ass. He blocked. You made me look bad. It was a great block, and the guy spins it the last second.
And then they call a blocking in the back.
I don't know if the guy saw it late and like, you can't.
It's possible that's what he did. That's the difference.
So
you didn't catch the beginning of that. You only saw the end. It's like the same thing when a guy pushes one guy, and then you only catch a second guy pushing.
I don't know. We can let them play a little bit. And then the pick play, I'm not sure what that call. Of course, the NFL came out right away and said it was the right call. And I'm going, you're telling me that the Antonio Brown touchdown down the middle
with
the blitz, that was all legal?
Mm.
There's got to be everybody in the league's got to be shaking their head going, man, that's at least dark gray area for sure. Anyway. I got to go back and try to figure out, and because I'm getting where things are happening in the game, and you start to think you got a pretty good feel, and they
and
adjust
then that
a
happens
few
yesterday.
Rules, and then,
yeah.
And now all of a sudden, like, I go, look, you can call it whatever you want. That's a pick, or that's blocking it. That's just blocking a guy. He ain't trying to release and run around. He's blocking him.
They didn't see the beginning. Perfect code word, by the way. Time for your chance to win $1,000 at the 560 WQAM $1,000 touchdown contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word official to 72881 and you're registered. That's official, OFFICIAL, to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour, WQAM's $1,000 touchdown contest brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get to know the all new premium Mazda lineup at Gunther Mazda today. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. 7 a.m. code word is official.
All right. And we're going to have a lot of official stuff coming up here because Hollywood's headlines are coming up. He'll get us caught up on everything. Yesterday, some crazy stuff in the National Football League, some stuff you probably weren't even aware of as Hollywood's bringing his A game next.
Radio.com.
Well, it was a busy day in the National Football League, so Hollywood's got to get you caught up on everything. Wood, what do you got today?
All right, Joe, we're actually going to start it off in college football, if we could here.
Yeah, college, great. A lot of upsets, good stuff.
We'll start it off with our Florida teams. You want to do that?
It's a good way to start.
All right, so
you're hitting all the different alumni groups down here. Outstanding.
Yeah, there are a lot of those running around out here. UCF. Had a crazy game on Saturday. Comeback to beat Memphis 31-30.
They were down big.
There were a bunch of teams. There were a bunch of teams looked like they were going to be, looked like we were going to have massive upsets. A lot of the teams came back to win right at the end.
UCF just keeps winning, man. Keeps winning.
Great story.
Yep.
Friday night, anyone see what happened? The Bulls came back and beat Tulsa 25-24.
I thought you were done.
Quarter, actually, 15 points.
Thought you lost.
I thought you were done. Yep.
I did. The big matchup's coming up. What do they call that?
The war on I-4.
Oh, the war on
I-4. War on I-4. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
And it's up in Tampa this year.
Mm-hmm.
Be a good one.
Zach, we go to Nashville. And the Gators, who are down big against Vanderbilt, come back, find a way to win.
They did.
Right behind UCF now, 10-11. Look at that. AP.
Got rolling.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not nearly as good as UCF, though.
All right, it doesn't matter. All you got to do is knock them off, and the Gators go ahead of them.
I saw him trying to rank all the Florida schools. Let's wait and see how it all plays out.
It is weird. You look at the top 25, there's two teams missing, Miami and Florida State.
Yep.
One other team in Florida to check on, FIU. They beat Middle Tennessee State 24-21 over the weekend.
Good comeback. Good win. Good stuff.
And then, guys, just a couple other games to touch on if you have any opinions on these two. Michigan blew out Wisconsin 38-13, and then LSU gave Georgia quite a beating, 36-16.
There is your big surprise.
That's it. You're right.
Everybody talking about Georgia and Alabama at a different level. Now it's Alabama at a different level.
That's right. LSU moved up to 5 in the rankings, by the way. Interesting.
Tell you what, all of a sudden that Michigan-Ohio State game.
Looking nice.
It'd be an interesting
one. That's right. 2-6 right now.
All right, we'll take it to the NFL now, guys. And you've been talking about this game, but Brady gets his 200th win. Pats win it 43-40. But Tyreek Hill, a big story from that game. 7 catches, 142 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And he just seems faster than any other player out there on the field.
That would be correct. He is faster than.
Good assumption right there, yeah.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people were talking maybe down here that the Dolphins had the fastest guy. So went to Albert Wilson and said, all right, who's – he goes, oh, no. The dude in Kansas City runs at a different –
He played with him. He knows.
Like Albert Wilson flies.
Sure.
Like he's also –
You saw it yesterday.
He also is another guy that's got a different gear as you see him kind of glide past everybody on all these big runs. And he goes, oh, no, no. The guy I used to play with, he got a gear that none of us have.
Takes everything to the house, basically.
Crazy.
Everything he touches.
Staying in the AFC East, the Jets beat the Colts 42-34. Jason Myers hits a Jets franchise record 7 field goals in the Jets win.
Jeez.
That's a lot of field goals in the game, huh?
7 for 7 plus the extra points. Just
yeah, he had a big day. By the way, fantasy-wise, that's a kicker you want that week. 7 for 7.
I'm not doing kicker stuff. You guys ripped me last year on a fantasy.
No, there's always a rule. You don't talk too much about kickers.
Jason Myers.
Unless a dude kicks 7 of them in a game.
Damn.
That's a lot.
Last one in the AFC East, Josh Allen left the game. Of course, the Bills rookie quarterback. Nathan Peterman comes in, and right on cue with a minute 23 to go in the game, he throws the game-losing pick six, and they lose. The Bills lose 20-13 to the Texans. Weird note from this game, by the way, Kelvin Benjamin, the Bills wide receiver, pregame here about 90 minutes before kick, reporters saw Josh Allen asked Kelvin Benjamin to run routes with him before the game. All the other receivers were doing it. Benjamin looked at him and said no and did not participate.
See, now he's claiming he asked him, do you want any more work? And he goes, no, I've got my work in. It doesn't look good if your quarterback says, hey, I want you to run some routes, even if you don't want to. Probably should.
Kelvin Benjamin.
What's happened to him?
Last two quarterbacks, by the way, Cam Newton doesn't like him. Josh Allen asked him to work. He's not playing.
Yeah.
Could it be a Kelvin Benjamin problem or a quarterback problem?
Yeah, it's time to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
And make that change.
All right. We had a big game yesterday. The Rams and, well, let's let Dick Stockton lead us into that ball game.
Snow and freezing cold. Weather conditions says the undefeated Rams take on the Denver Nuggets coming right up.
Oh, no.
You're a bad man. You're a bad man. He met the Broncos.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is that what he meant? Thanks, Joe.
Wow.
He's done a lot of NBA, too.
Yeah, a little confusion.
You guys love that.
Denver creamy nuggets.
I do. That's love that. One more time.
Snow and freezing cold. Weather conditions says the undefeated Rams take on the Denver Nuggets coming right up.
Oh. You think the Fox people were thinking at that point? Producer back there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, probably that. Yeah.
ended up being a good game.
Yeah, it stinks, though. You think anyone's going to remember anything besides that now? Look at Q. Q can't even hold himself back. In
that game, there is going to be something else. Everybody remembers. 200 yards rushing by a guy.
Yeah. Still the Denver Nuggets.
You guys love all that stuff.
Love it.
So bad.
Everyone catches everything nowadays. It doesn't even matter. All right, let me read you a couple texts.
You want to keep?
Are you done?
No, you're gone. Okay. You were done too.
Joe, my God, what else you got? I don't know what to do here.
All right.
you guys are ass clowns, man. You just complete clowns today.
No, this was one probably I don't think anyone could have predicted. Cowboys blow out the Jaguars 40-7. Jalen Ramsey. Little pouty on the bench.
Yeah, that game
had nothing to say.
Is that the weirdest game of the day?
Yeah, is that one of those I didn't see that one coming?
The winning by 33 against the Jags, scoring 40 on that defense.
No,
I didn't see that coming.
There were guys running around wide open, all over the place.
What happened in that game? What happened to Jacksonville? Week to week, they're either really good or really bad. Wait, 3-3 on the season now.
Another one we didn't see coming. The Ravens shut out the Titans 21-0. Marcus Mariota sacked 11 times in that ball game.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know what? I will tell you, 11 sacks. There are teams, as you know, that don't have 11 sacks on the season. I haven't looked it up, but I'm guessing. And he got knocked down. What they say, he got knocked down another 8 or 9 times. Jeez.
Talk about a cold ice tub, you know?
I'm glad to see the Ravens do that to other teams, too.
Two more quick things to get to here, guys. The Vikings beat the Cardinals 27-17. Adam Thielen is on, like, a ridiculous pace right now. He might pass Marvin Harrison for the single-season reception record, which is 143. Through six games in 2018, Thielen has 58 catches. That's more than any player's ever had through six games in league history. It puts him on pace for 154 for the season. He had 11 catches for 123 yards on Sunday. He's also leading the league in receiving yards with 712.
Ouch. We got to play him.
Jarvis Landry's not happy about that.
We got to play him on the road.
You know how much he's making this year, by the way? $4.8 million.
Minnesota's looking back going, we got a bargain on this guy.
Yes, you did.
Not bad at all.
Wow.
All right.
You're on a roll with these sound effects
here,
jerky.
Last thing here, guys. Jimmy Butler We go to the NBA for this one. Jimmy Butler.
What's the latest?
Well, he had a message for the Minnesota fans who might be paying money to come out and see him play here in the opening week. Here's what he said to the fans.
Sure. Yeah. Go ahead, boo me.
Yeah.
Ain't going to change the way that I play. That's going to make me smile more. So, please, come on with it.
We haven't heard from this guy in like a decade, and now all of a sudden he's the biggest talker in the NBA.
Is he trying to like...
What's he trying to do? I'd love to know at this point.
He's hoping now it looks like the fans will boo him so much that the team's going to go, all right, we can't have our fan base turned off by our best player, even though...
Go ahead and boo me.
This has been the weirdest way to get sent... If he's trying to get run out of town and this is his game plan with his agent, this got to be one of the worst game plans of finding a way to a new team I've ever seen. It really is.
It's just making him look really bad, right?
Meanwhile, the Heat's going, hey, come on back to daddy. We still got that package out there for you.
What if we took Josh Richardson out of the package? You want Deion? You want someone else?
Oh, no, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think Josh got to be in that package. Anyway, what else, Scott? Coming in, Zach.
All right, 56022, Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Someone texted Kelvin Benjamin. What he's been doing, got to change his name to Kelvin Benchman. I don't think so. He's still going to go out there and play. He just doesn't get along with his quarterbacks very well. And now we know it's
he's claiming that's all BS, but they were saying a couple people heard it. You know, everybody stands around on the side, and the guy comes over, hey, want to run some routes? No.
So, no one saw the Dolphins putting up 31 points on the Bears and holding Mac to nothing. Correct.
Two tackles.
Yeah, correct.
Two tackles, one solo.
That's unbelievable. They did that to Baltimore and the Titans, calling the Titans the Houston Texans. So I guess they're doing the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans are a little bit back now also, I guess. I don't know. I guess when you play Buffalo.
Isn't it week to week?
Yeah, of course it is at this point.
Look at the Dolphins, except for the Rams.
Well, with that offense, if Goff is not throwing for 330 and three touchdowns, you got to worry about a guy running for 200 yards.
And I think if you play Kansas City, if you're going to beat them, it's got to be a shootout. You get a few stops, but you just got to score.
Someone texted in, how does Jalen Ramsey feel about his quarterback now? Yikes.
Yeah.
Going back to ripping all the quarterbacks around the league?
I wouldn't count Jacksonville out.
Nah.
Not yet. Motivation is down a little bit, but... they still got a lot of really good players. We'll see how that works out. What else you got coming in?
Fumbles inside the 1 yard line are rare. Have either of you seen one committed by each team in the same game? I watch lots of football. I've never seen that.
That's a great one. It's a great point.
It's a great text.
Never seen it. That was crazy. By the way, what a play Quinn made, getting his shoulder underneath the block and getting a guy cough up the ball. Kiko Alonso, of course, recovered it. That was a crazy one.
Lay off my man, Dick Stockton. At least he knew he was in Denver. All right, I guess we got to give him credit for that.
And freezing cold. Weather conditions as the undefeated Rams take on the Denver Nuggets coming right up.
Good. Charity softball game. That's what that was. That was the intro to the charity softball game.
I mean, that stuff can that can happen.
Oh, no.
That can happen.
What do you mean it can happen? He was doing the intro for the game.
Yeah.
Why was he thinking Denver Nuggets?
I mean, I like Dick Stockton, but it's not good.
He had the wrong sport.
I know, but he's a legendary NBA announcer as well.
Correct.
There's a chance.
Can't wait to hear this. Keep going.
Like some of the guys from the Denver Nuggets were up talking to him before. And he just had it. You ever done that?
Man,
where
write
something
excuse.
Before you go on, and somebody's on with you, and you just do that.
Denver Nuggets.
All right.
That's a bad excuse for your buddy.
We got to go to break.
Yeah. You can do that next week.
Oh, you guys would.
Detroit Pistons?
Yeah, do it, buddy.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it on purpose, but if it happens.
What if John Sally talks to you right before the game? Dennis Rodman.
Won't be thinking that with John Sally, just so you know. If I see John Sally, by the way, Dwayne Wade was all over the place yesterday.
I know.
Dwayne Wade got more. He got more coverage yesterday than I don't know. Did he get a lot on TV too?
Yeah, there were pictures. There were pictures all over social media.
He got
him and UD
the D Wade show. I didn't see UD.
UD had a Dolphin shirt on, and
Wade opens up his jacket and he's got a Bears shirt on.
All right, man. We love that damn UD, man. We love it.
Riding with the home team.
D-Wade can do whatever he wants. He's a Chicago guy. All those Chicago fans. They could have filled up. By the way, those Chicago Bear fans.
They come out.
They had enough fans. They could have stuffed American Airlines Arena if they wanted to stay around and watch a basketball game. Because there was plenty of them there yesterday. Hey, we got to go to break. Got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Jason Sanders, Miami Dolphins kicker. Game-winning kicker.
Yeah.
Going to join us in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk to him. What do you think he's going to say? That's first winner? Winner chicken dinner?
We're going to ask him college and high school? Because it might have been one in high school. You never know.
We'll ask. Yeah. We'll find out coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.